Flemington this morning. Out of Caulfield, it was Rob Nicholson. How was your morning, Rob?
Not too bad, Nadia. A couple of nice gallops this morning, and obviously had a few nice gallops from Kieran Maher and Dave Eustace horses at Moonee Valley yesterday.
Well, let's talk a little bit about those first that went to Moonee Valley. Who were the eye-catchers?
I certainly think Del Harold and Wall of Fire worked very nicely. They're both nominated to contest the Pakenham Cup, and Dull Harold, who was a very stiff runner-up in the Zipping Classic last start, he looks in great order, and he worked with a stablemate called King Kabuto on the course proper. They settled into a nice rhythm from the start and ran a minute 5.04 for the 1,000 metres, and they were fairly sharp at the end of the 400 metres in the straight, and Del Harrell had just edged out King Kabuto, running home in 24.07. Wall of Fire was also very good. He prepared with Kilimanjaro, who is nominated to contest the David Burke Memorial Handicap over the mile, and they worked on the course proper over 1,000 metres, and they ran an overall time of a minute 5.11. Before working home in their last 400 together in a fairly sharp 23.91. So they're both in terrific order. Aside from those, Nadia, they sent out Starfall and also Here to There. Starfall's nominated for the John Duff & Co. Benchmark 70 Handicap, and Here to There's nominated for the NASA High ACC Plate over the 1,200. They worked over a nice gallop in 800 metres in 53.44, working home their last 400 under a fairly solid hold and came home in 25.22. So there was plenty to like about the gallops. They will all run, and the horses he's got nominated, they've got nominated for Friday night, probably won't go around at this stage. So they're the main runners from the Maher and Eustace stable. I'd probably put Del Harold on top if it's going to be nice and warm during the week. The firmer the track, the better for him, and he's in great order. And I think that Kilimanjaro might be one to follow in the David Burke Memorial for the stable as well.
Okay. Also, Adina Rose and LaBella Jew, they work together?
Yeah, they went out. Declan Maher and Gemma Riley have both got runners at Moonee Valley on Friday night. They're both nominated for the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 64 over the 1600, and they galloped together nicely in a fairly consistent tempo over the 800 in 53.48, an overall time, and they were strong weight in their last 400 metres, running home in a very respectable 24.06. So I'd expect them to both run well. I'd probably just give the nod to LaBella Jude hitting the line on very nicely and on the bridle, so it was a good piece of work from both of them.
Exactly. And what about Mick Price's horses?
Mick Price has got quite a number of runners in quite a number of venues, so he's looking to run Prairie Fire in the Fullman Park Benchmark 70 Handicap, fourth in the Blue Diamond earlier this year. The colt worked very nicely this morning with mastering over 800 metres this morning, and he's ready to resume, that's for sure. They ran a nice time, their last 400 in 24.16. They did improve, and I'd expect Prairie to Fire to be very competitive on his resumption. He's also got a couple of nice runners in the NASA High ACC Plate over the 1,200, Bassett and Princess of Queens. Bassett worked down at Warrnambool, in Mick's new facility down there, and worked at the beach, and Princess of Queens looked in fairly good order this morning ahead of Saturday. You can forgive her last start on Melbourne Cup Day when she didn't handle the heavy track, and she galloped over 800 metres in evens before improving her last 400 to run home in 24.21, and looked in to be hitting the line quite nicely and very stylish in her gallop indeed. Aside from those, you've also got Lord Sundowner, who's really enjoyed the sea change down at Mick's Warrnambool stable. He's going around in the, I believe, I'm just trying to remember which one he's in. I think he's in the, give me half a second. forgive me for this one. He's in the sixth race on the program, which is the Racing.com Vabis Gold Bullion. He's really enjoyed it. He's won his last two, and he's thriving down in the conditions. He worked at Moorabool this morning as well, and I'd expect him to be running very well. He just did a bit of preparation work down at the beach, and he's really thriving since he's been down there, Nadia.
Okay, so that's a look at Mick Price's horses. So what about for John Sadler?
John's got two runners nominated. He's got Berisha to go around in the Pakenham Cup. Look, he was terrific last start, was rattling home late, and you'd expect him to run very well. He just did a bit of schooling this morning just to keep him fresh and focused and put the mind on the job. And look, I'd expect him to run well again. Certainly be an each-way proposition. And he's also going to line up Sam's Image on the program in the Fulham Park Handicap. The Geldings are going to resume, and he worked 1,000 metres on the steeplegrass this morning in a minute 8 1/4 and cruised home his last 400 in 25 1/4. So he's pretty right to run on Saturday, and you'd expect him to be competitive also.
Okay, and what about John Maloney's horses?
John Maloney's got the Regiment, who ran last Friday night. He's going to run around on Saturday, and he's had a nice gallop this morning, just straight out at about 3/4 pace, and ran a minute 24 or thereabouts for the 1,200 metres and came home in a bit over 25. So he's going quite nicely. Wasn't asked to do too much after running the other day, but he'll go around in a fairly good race, and you'd expect him to be fairly competitive also. He's lining up in the Hanson Benchmark 70 over the mile, so he's certainly getting fit. Well, he's got two last start winners going around on Friday night, Nadia, in Bromes in the Super Vobis 3-year-old Benchmark 64 handicap over the 1500, and Fern in the either the Fillies and Mares Benchmark 64 over the mile or the Benchmark 70 over the 2040. They worked together on the steeplegrass this morning over 1,000 metres in a minute 10 and worked home their last 400 in 24 1/2, which was good work. So you'd expect them to both be competitive.
Definitely. And Brendan McCarthy's got Divine Mr Tycoon and a couple of others going to Pakenham.
Yes, Divine Mr Tycoon and Karkanui are both nominated to run on Saturday. They're both set to resume. Divine Mr Tycoon certainly got a bit of ability, and Karkanui's had one hell of a ride through his career. He was nursed back to health and after fracturing his leg, and he's certainly been a real wonder horse just getting back on the track. They worked together this morning on the steeplegrass and ran a nice 800 metres and came home their last 400 in 24 1/2 to finalise their preparation, Nadia. So you'd expect them to both be competitive as well on the weekend.
Okay, and what about for Lloyd Kennewell?
Lloyd, yeah, a little disappointed about Vidora, but those are the breaks on Saturday in the winter bottom. She'll go for a break, but Via Balciano was going to go around on Friday night, and she'll run in the Benchmark 70 handicap over the 1,200. She just straight up over 1,000 metres in evens and came home the last 400 in tick over 24 1/2, so he's fairly pleased with the horse. Wasn't a bad sixth at Ballarat last start, and you'd expect that the horse will improve on that performance.
Okay, and also, what do you think of the main horses to take from Caulfield?
I think Del Harrell would work exceptionally well, be hard to beat in the Pakenham Cup. I think that you can go well with Prairie Fire. I think Lord Sundown is in terrific form and should run well. I think you can have a nice little each-way bet on Divine Mr Tycoon resuming. And I think Friday night at Meany Valley, certainly have a look at Bromes, Ferns, another each-way chance. And if you get a chance, also have a look at South Australia and Morphettville on Saturday. Mick Price has got last start winner Noriko going around in the listed race over there, the Schweppes City of Marion Stakes. And she worked very nicely this morning, and I think she'll run a very bold race over there.
Very good. Thanks, Rob.
Thanks, Nadia.